Hey y'all, come on in and take a seat and let's dive into the uprooting. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, uproot means to remove as if by pulling up, to pull up by the roots, to displace from a country or traditional habitat. When I think of that word, I think of the year 2024 because God began to uproot all things within me that hindered me from fully serving my purpose for his kingdom. Prior to being intentional with my walk with God, I mainly wanted to please my flesh. I still wanted to walk in unforgiveness because I hadn't done anything wrong. I still wanted to ignore the parts of me that needed to be healed. I still wanted to live life the way I had planned to live it. I still wanted to be lukewarm. I still wanted to please people. I still wanted love from all of the wrong places. I still wanted to rely on sex and alcohol as my coping mechanisms. I still wanted to suppress my emotions and remain heartless. I still wanted to pimp God and His Spirit when I needed or desired certain things from Him. I still wanted to maintain control. Eventually, I could no longer resist God's pull on my heart. So I made a decision to surrender to Him and His will for my life. As mentioned in the post, Walk with God, I began to consistently pray, fast, study my Bible, attend church, and listen for God's voice. Shortly thereafter, God began an uprooting within my soul. He began to uproot unforgiveness, hatred, hurt, manipulation, pain, soul ties, strongholds, bad habits, false teachings, lust, addiction, etc. What can the uprooting process look like? It will look like laying down your will and picking God's will up. Trusting God when you do not understand or see the way. Speaking life when you desire to curse someone out. Shutting up when you desire to speak or react. Staying home when you know you don't need to go certain places. Identifying and dealing with the sources of your triggers. Saying no when your flesh desires to say yes. Allowing space when you desire to be close. Praying for people instead of arguing with them. Forgiving and forgetting instead of holding grudges. Realizing that yes, they were wrong and so were you. Asking for forgiveness, although you don't feel as if you were wrong. Walking away when God instructs you to do so. Seeking God in all things instead of seeking your friends or your own opinion. Fighting through anxiety, depression, and loneliness instead of surrendering to them. Falling down and getting back up again. Learning to fight spiritually all by yourself, just you and God. Surrendering to be delivered from any negative coping mechanisms to include smoking, alcoholism, fornication, pornography, etc. Transforming from being heartless to addressing and working through your emotions. Renewing your mindset. Healing from childhood traumas. Being delivered from people pleasing. Rebuking the devil's attacks on your mind. Being led by the spirit instead of being led by your flesh. The uprooting is essentially God pulling up all of your learned behaviors, thought processes, etc., and replacing them with his characteristics. The process can be painful, but it is necessary. Through the uprooting, God begins to develop consistency, determination, long-suffering, endurance, love, patience, and kindness, and all other things within you. Being a person who was heavily in the world, I felt as if this process took me by force. The changes I endured at times were overwhelming, but I remained dedicated to God and trust His work. In my opinion, the most essential practice that aids in this lifelong process of uprooting is prayer, according to Philippians 4, 6 and 7, and Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. What will it take for you to surrender to God? How long will you wait to make a decision to surrender to God? Are you ready to surrender to God now? Have you made a decision to live for God? Has the uprooting process begun already for you? Would you continue to sacrifice yourself for God's purposes throughout this lifelong uprooting process? Will you continue to seek God's face? Are you seeing the new you come forth? Are you being led by God's Spirit? If God has begun an uprooting within you, I encourage you not to look back, to press through the pain, Know that the uprooting has a purpose and pass the testing. If you would like to read this blog post, feel free to go on over to realtalkwithkivi.com and read all about it. Bye.